Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio here on North Fulton Business Radio X. I'm John Ray, along with my trusty partner, Mike Salmon. Mike, we've changed the seats today.
We did. We had you open the show, right?
Yeah.
I thought we'd mix it up a little bit. By the way, Trey is out today. He's apparently suffering from the flu, from what we have been told.
Did you say apparently?
Apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it could just be, you know, senior skip day for all I know.
It may be. We'll get a note from his doctor.
But
right?
Assuming he's not feeling well, get better, Trey. Hopefully you'll be back in the saddle soon. So I'll be producing the show, trying to take a couple photos during the show. And so we said, why not have you kind of, you know, steer the ship today, right?
Let's do it.
You've done it before.
I've done it before, but, you know, we'll see how this goes. But you're going to be working hard today. You're going to be earning your keep.
Yeah, for once in a while, for the first time in a long time, right?
Well, no comment. You're doing fine.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy. So, but let's get to our guest. That's what everybody tuned in to hear. And I want to introduce Paul Camisa with InnoVergent and Joanne Sanders with EWISE Communications. They're our guests today, but before we introduce them, Mike, I think you've got some business to do.
Yeah, let's give a little love to Roswell Infinity. Of course, we're in the Roswell Infinity studio here at Digital Ignition, and Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service, and they are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether it's purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
That's great, Mike. Thank you. Again, I want to introduce Paul Camisa. Paul is with InnoVergent. Paul, welcome to North Fulton Business Radio.
Thanks, John.
So tell us a little bit about InnoVergent.
Yeah, so InnoVergent has been around for 11 years, and we are distributors of various cloud-based technologies. And what we focus on is accounting, financial planning software, predominantly in the technology sector. So our clients are based here in the greater Atlanta area, as well as throughout the United States, Canada, as well as with global reach as well.
So if you're focused on technology, mm-hmm. you're in a good place of being located in North Fulton and Alpharetta.
We are what I would call being in a very target-rich environment, yes.
Excellent, excellent. So talk a little bit about the software that you distribute.
Sure.
And maybe be a little specific about some of those applications.
Sure. So we don't actually develop the software ourselves. We're resellers, if you will, value-added resellers. And so what we represent is a product called Oracle NetSuite. It's one of our products that we've been with for 11 years. And then Adaptive Insights, which is a corporate performance management or just a budgeting, forecasting, financial reporting tool that we use. And then the third component that we have is a product called OpenAir, which is for professional services organizations, or what I would call anyone that exchanges an hour for a dollar, if you will. So they want to track their time, manage their projects, bill their customers, and things of that nature. So those are the three key products that we focus on.
So what are some of the specific problems you solve with those products you mentioned?
Yeah, so what we're seeing in the industry today, especially from the technology sector, is, you know, there's a lot of private equity and VC funding coming into that mantra today. There's a lot of people that have flipped companies that have started new ones. And so what happens typically, the DNA of our customer is QuickBooks, Salesforce.com, because everyone, you know, it's the 900-pound gorilla in the room, mm-hmm. And a ton of Excel spreadsheets. So, you know, I usually say QuickBooks is the glorified check writer for a lot of these organizations. And then as they start to grow and operate and really start to hit some what I refer to as critical mass, what really happens is an organization starts to hit that proverbial brick wall, if you will. So what do we need to do? How do we raise more money? How do we get into the bigger play? So what we do from our perspective is we bring a consultative approach to helping those companies understand what their business should be. I mean, we've been doing this for years and years and years. So we bring a lot of best business practices to the table in conjunction with the technology. So it's not just a technological solution where we come in and implement and see you later and move on. It's really about building a relationship with these people and helping them really understand how the business works and where it needs to go. So typically what we like to say is we want you to operate like you're a publicly traded company and maintain those strict, rigid rules and regulations as you move forward.
So what size companies do you typically work with, Paul?
I would say right now we are in the small to mid-sized market space. And so how we define that is anywhere from a company as small as $20 to $25 million up to, you know, maybe $300, $400 million is sort of our sweet spot. So we fall under the radar of the big system integrator guys, if you will. But yet the smaller companies, albeit that they are smaller, still have big company problems.
Yep.
And so I think what we bring to the table is our ability to really efficiently and quickly help these organizations resolve and get those problems fixed and utilizing technology that is used in bigger organizations and helping them get there with much more efficiency, if you will.
So you're working with companies that have really grown past their all these individual applications that mm-hmm. they've accumulated over the years,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
And maybe those silos aren't talking to each other
mm-hmm.
and creating a way for them to further leverage their growth.
Yes, yes.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
And so, you know, what we're trying to do now is bring in yet another layer of service offering or consultative approach where we have what's referred to as business equilibrium services, where we come in and really dissect a business in terms of what they're doing and how they're operating across all the different applications. And we try to really effectively put into place processes that make sense for them and technology to support those processes moving forward.
Paul, I'm looking at one of the notes here for the show, and everyone talks about cloud-based systems.
Sure.
And I see here in the notes that there's some talk about fake cloud systems.
Yes.
I've never heard that before.
Yes, yes.
That exists.
Absolutely, it does.
How do you know then that it's a legitimate cloud?
Yeah.
Not fake.
Well, if it's sunny out, then it's probably not a bad idea. But true cloud versus...
Let's leave the humor to the hosts here.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
So for us, fake cloud is, or true cloud applications are clouds that basically run on any platform. So whether it's a tablet, it's a laptop, it's a server, whatever the case may be, you can come in, you can launch it, you can run it, smartphone, whatever the thing is. With a fake cloud, if there needs to be some kind of thin client or software downloaded to that device in order for it to work or access that system, then that's a fake cloud. If it's not, if it's a system where, you know, company A is on version 9, company B is on version 11, that's not a true cloud solution. So a true cloud solution is multi-tenanted, which means that everyone's on the same version all the time.
Is a fake cloud a bad thing?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because now what you're doing is you're trying to get a lot of these, what we refer to as on-premise, or people that had the server and the CDs way back in the day, that would be installed for these folks. And now what you're trying to do is to get these folks, oh, we're going to take your server and we're going to go put it and host it in our data center and we'll allow you to access it, but we're going to give you some software to do it. You really didn't get away with much in terms of a true cloud solution from that perspective.
Okay, but before we leave fake cloud, how do I, as a customer, spot a provider that's trying to sell me a fake cloud? You've talked about the disadvantages of it. So
yeah.
You talked me into that.
Yeah.
How do I spot that?
Well, quite easily, you know, if a vendor were to come in and try to demonstrate their product for you, I would say, don't use your computer, use my computer. So if it's a true cloud solution and nothing needs to be downloaded, you should be able to use any device. Yes, yes. So if they say, no, I can't do it, I have to use my computer, then that should send up a red flag and run for the hill screaming and don't look back.
Now, let's talk about business continuity.
Sure.
Sounds like that is always a feature of cloud-based systems, business
yes,
continuity.
Absolutely.
Address that and how you deal with that.
Yeah. So business continuity is becoming a really, really big ordeal. So if you may recall back in the Atlanta area several years back when we had Snowmageddon, where, you know, basically shut down a lot of businesses, you know, it took... you know, me being from the Great White North, I understood when I saw snow, everyone get out of the office and get home. But once we got people home, because we use our own cloud solutions in our own business, we were able to very easily keep our business afloat, running the entire week. We were servicing our customers, doing everything that we needed to do. So business continuity is about discovering and understanding a single point of failure inside of your organization and trying to mitigate that risk and that impact on your business so that it doesn't happen or break your systems down, as well as your operations of your company. So if something of significant proportion were to occur, how could the company survive? Could you still collect cash? Could you still make payroll? Could you still take an order over the phone? You know, so it's those types of things that really need to get identified and worked on. And Atlanta is becoming a huge market now for cybersecurity software and attacks and those types of things. Folks at Georgia Tech and ATDC and all these wonderful facilities we have in the greater Atlanta area are really doing a good job of understanding that whole cybersecurity component.
We're speaking with Paul Camisa, and Paul is the CEO of InnoVergent. And Paul, I'm curious about the customer service side of what you do.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a lot of technology gurus out there, but maybe the customer service comes up short. It sounds like that's an area you excel at.
Yeah. So what we like to do is express it in terms of customer experience as opposed to customer service. So I've been a big believer in really, you know, accentuating with our clients and with our employees, more importantly, because in a service industry, your employees are your biggest asset. So everyone needs to buy into that from the beginning. So, you know, I'm a big believer in what's referred to as the noble purpose for the customer and making sure that the entire journey of that customer in the organization from sales through to implementation to post go live has that same level of passion and dedication to them than from they did from the first contact right on through to years on by.
Great stuff. So you've also got a phrase that I'm interested in the notes here. One version of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of versions of the truth out there. So talk about your one version of the truth.
Yeah. So I was a finance and accounting guy. I was a controller for 8 years before I got into this business. And one thing that I really noticed, and we still have with a lot of our larger clients today, is they go to their executive meeting or their board meetings, and the sales guy pulls out his Excel spreadsheet and the finance guy pulls out his Excel spreadsheet, and he's talking about sales were 8 million and the finance guy says, no, they're not. They're 6.5. And, you know, there's not that one version of the truth. So the software and the applications that we provide create an environment where it's a unified application across the entire organization. So there's not two versions of what sales are. There's one version of what sales are. So management can't collectively plan and manage moving forward unless they're all talking from the same page in terms of where they are from a metrics perspective and a sales perspective and business operations and all the other things that go into a business evaluation.
Great stuff. Now, you've got some outreach programs that help businesses talk about some of their primary challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about those.
Yeah, so we've been starting some roundtable sessions. We've got one coming up in a couple of weeks. That's a shameless plug. Sorry about that. But
that's what we're all about here.
But we've got one coming up in a couple of weeks where really we're trying to not do a formal lecture because I don't think that people really want to hear people yik and yak about it. As we talked about earlier, everybody wants to tell their story.
Yep.
And so, you know, we like to think of ourselves as the folks with best business practices, and we've been around the block 1,000 times. So we're inviting executives and people to come to the table, tell us your story, help us understand what your problems are, and let's share those ideas with other users and with other executives so that we can all help each other. So we talk about how we generate revenue and things of that nature, but people really don't talk about the accounting and the business operational side of the fence. And so we're really trying to focus on those ordeals and those capacities within an organization. And it's really turned out well for us.
That's great. Paul Camisa, CEO of InnoVergent. For those that would like more information, either on your services or your roundtable,
yeah,
tell them how to be in touch.
They can go to our website at www.innovergent.com, and we'd be delighted to talk with you. Thanks very much.
Sounds great. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Mike, are you tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business?
Not anymore. I used to be.
You used to
be. But there's a company that you're going to tell me about right now that has taken that off my plate, and I'm not frustrated any longer.
I know you sound all chipper, because Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031.
You know, today as we do the show live, it's the 31st of October. It's payday. And I don't have to worry about it now.
That's right.
Because Proactive Payroll rocks.
Your payroll is not spooky anymore on Halloween.
No, it's always been spooky, but yeah. By the way, happy Halloween. We didn't even get into that.
I know we didn't.
You're dressed as a professional businessman. I love the green tie.
I know. I never wear a green tie.
You never, ever wear a green tie.
Yeah.
He always wears a green tie. Hey, can I introduce the next guest?
Do it.
You're doing such a great job, but I want to introduce Joanne Sanders. She's with eWise Communications. She's the president of the company, and she's located right here in Digital Ignition. So we're like neighbors, aren't we? Well, wait a minute. See, I didn't do my job there. I didn't turn a microphone on. Where's Trey when you need him? Sorry, Joanne.
That's all right.
Yes, we are neighbors, aren't
we? Yeah, we're business neighbors here.
How was the commute from your office to our studio?
It took a whole 2 minutes.
Yeah, by foot.
By foot.
Wow, 2 minutes. You must have stopped and had a few conversations on the way then. But welcome to the studio. Glad to have you. Tell us all about eWise Communications and what you do.
Yeah. So eWise Communications, we are a target marketing company. And really the way that we got started is I'm actually a former sales executive who was actually really frustrated with the marketing that was being developed and that was given to me as a salesperson.
Join the crowd.
So, you know, a lot of the materials were just, you know, they were glossy, they were pretty, but they weren't aligned to the problem that we're solving for the buyer. They weren't aligned to helping me close the deal, essentially. And so what I wound up doing was just recreating a lot of the marketing materials. And so then I thought, you know what, why don't I go ahead and start my own group here, really developing marketing materials that are focused on breaking into different companies, different industries, different markets. And that's really what we specialize in. And that's, you know, that's why eWise Communication has grown into really a target marketing company.
What were you finding that was just wrong with the materials that you had?
Well, it's just, you know, and I don't want to kind of get into too much lingo, but from a sales process, you know, there's a sales process that people go through. There's sales funnels, and there you can, you know, you categorize different opportunities at different levels because they are going through a different process. And so when you develop marketing materials, you just have to make it easy for the buyer to buy. And the way that you make it easy for the buyer to buy is for them to kind of see in the way that is important to them, to see how you relate to them, how you can actually help them. If it's just a bunch of conversations about how your company is so great and it's just not an alignment to helping them actually solve their problems, then it's just really promotional and it's not about being partners and it's not about helping them grow. And so a lot of the materials were that. They focus on features and benefits and they just were not on board with the business objective of the customer. And so when you're not in alignment to that, you're not going to be able to get a good opportunity across the finish line. So that was the frustration that I was having with these materials. Yeah.
Really, what you're talking about, Joanne, is changing the perspective of your clients toward more sitting on the customer side of the table, shall we say, right?
Right, absolutely. You know, and a lot of the customers that we work with, you know, they have their own marketing person that updates their website, updates their current materials. But when it comes to, you know, they're trying to launch a product or expand into a new industry like aerospace or healthcare, or they decide to, you know, I want to go into Brazil and I want to go into Asia and the European market. Those are business decisions. And even though they require communications, they're business decisions. And so there's a lot of investment that goes into it. And so really it's something that needs a different kind of focus. I mean, you have to have that sales perspective. You have to prioritize the activities that you do in order to make sure that you are able to successfully penetrate into a market because, you know, they are investing this money. You better have a good strategy to break through, but not only that, to anchor and to set the foundation in order to grow. So that's part of, because of my disposition as a former sales executive, that's usually when they bring me in, when it's a business decision that the company wants to grow, take things to the next level. It's an investment. They need someone they can trust that knows how to maneuver in different situations, industries, cultures, and so forth. So that's usually when we come into the game.
I would imagine you've had some sensitive conversations with some of your clients sometimes because you're really doing research on their clients and you're probably informing them of a few things about what their clients are looking for that maybe they didn't know because they haven't asked those questions.
It is often a very humbling experience for them. You know, I'll give you an example. you know, we were working with a company out in Asia that was looking to expand into the European and to the US market. And I'm not sure if anyone's familiar here with how marketing and branding happens in Asia, but it's very different than how it happens here in the US. So if you're targeting a US audience, you have to kind of calibrate to your audience. And so it was really humbling for them as executives to feel that, wait, we're going to change, you know, what we do, what, you know, what, how we present ourselves. It, you know, so much of that, it, you know, that it's tied into their identity. It's tied into former decisions that they've made. So a lot of times you have to kind of break through that and inform them of new ways of doing things and so forth. And that's just part of the exercise and the journey of business, which is why, you know, they want to work with someone that, that they can trust, that understands, that will have those conversations, but will calibrate things accordingly. Otherwise, it's just a, you know, it is, it, you have to be on board on their journey. And so to be able to understand kind of their perspective, their buyer's perspective, and know that they can count on us to be able to walk them through that in order to enter a new market is exciting for them, you know, and it's been exciting for us. So.
Joanne, how long has EY's been around?
We've been around for almost 10 years now.
Okay. You're obviously doing a great job because you've been recognized in a lot of areas. Well, let's give you a chance here on Business Radio X to toot your horn. Tell us about some of the recognition you received.
It's been an amazing year, I must say. You know, it's kind of funny because when it rains, it pours. This year, I won the Georgia Latina Excellence Award for Leadership in Business and Technology. I became a board member of the World Trade Center here in Atlanta. I was recognized by the city of Atlanta as a leader in the Hispanic market, and I was included in their Hispanic Heritage campaign that they did just this past month for Hispanic Heritage Month. And then I was appointed as international manufacturing liaison for the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance, which is really exciting because a lot of the companies that we do work with are manufacturers that are trying to launch products and export products and so forth. Not only, you know, but we work a lot with the manufacturing industry as well.
Congratulations. That's great.
Thanks.
How do you go out and find new customers now? How do you grow your business?
I think part of the key to success has been you just have to surround yourself with people that are rallying around you. And then you just have to, you know, you almost have to kind of apply, you know, and this is what we do. We apply our own target marketing kind of philosophy in what we do. We're very relationship-based. You know, we try to build relationships. We try to work with the right groups. And we just try to surround ourselves with people that are growing, that are trying to activate. And a lot of times those people are, you know, at conferences, at different networking events. I mean, we do what we need to do from a sales perspective. We hustle where we need to hustle. But so much of it is understanding, you know, where the executive's participating, understanding where, you know, where they're looking to gain information and gain some leadership and answer some questions. And if you intersect at the right spot, then it leads to opportunities.
Now, Joanne, you mentioned the international side. Do you work with companies that are in Georgia going international or international companies coming to Georgia and the U.S. or both? Or
so both. And in fact, because I've done so much work from an international perspective, that's why I got the role of international manufacturing liaison. And in that role, I'm going to be basically working with a group of people on twofold. So first of all, there is an enormous amount of foreign companies that have invested in Georgia that are, you know, that are creating jobs in Georgia, which is just absolutely wonderful. And people don't even realize that. Most people think that, you know, when if you're trying to, you know, grow the manufacturing industry, it needs to be grown by American companies, you know, bringing American jobs. When in fact, there's a lot of foreign companies investing in Georgia, creating a whole lot of jobs in the state. So what we want to do is we want to help them further anchor locally, and we want to help them expand in the U.S. market. On the flip side of that, there are a tremendous amount of domestic companies that are looking to grow, and there is an incredible demand for U.S. products overseas. So to help them kind of connect the dots on how they can tap that U.S. demand is a great opportunity to help the domestic companies grow internationally as well. And their growth only brings jobs to Georgia and brought jobs to the U.S. So their growth is, of course, our growth as well. So my job is going to be to work on both sides of the equation, if you will.
We're speaking with Joanne Sanders, and Joanne is with EY's Communications. So talk a little bit about what's made you so successful. I mean, to have a marketing business that's been around for 10 years, yep, to get all the accolades and recognition you've gotten, you've obviously been doing something right. So talk about that.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I will tell you, marketing has changed a lot over the last 10 years. I think, you know, before marketing was something kind of secondary or tertiary to a lot of companies. And over time, it really has become an even more important role, both externally and internally. Communications is everything. I think as a marketing agency, though, everybody wants to kind of get on board with marketing, right? And so a little bit of the danger within marketing right now is that it's sort of being commoditized. Everybody feels that everybody can do marketing. And it's unfortunate because a lot of people don't know, well, can I do it at just this price? And then it's just viewed as a price game as opposed to a quality game. So I think it's important for marketing companies to, first of all, hold their ground because there's a specialty around this, but also specialize in something and differentiate. I think it's really helped us to establish ourselves as a target marketing company because now people know that if they're trying to launch a product and really kind of stick the landing from a business perspective and grow, they can come to us and they can count on us. And once we're working with them, we do all the cool things that other marketing companies do, right? We do the websites, we do all the fun creative and everything. But when you're trying to grow, you don't need everything. You need the right things. The fact that we have focused on the target marketing side has really helped us. And that's what I would say to people is, you know, from a marketing perspective, make sure that you specialize because then that gives you an opportunity to, you know, first of all, differentiate yourself, but also then, you know, do all the other marketing activities with companies as well.
Well, kudos to you because, you know, 10 years ago, you decided to start EYs and you jumped out there, took that chance. And you kind of mentioned it earlier when I asked you where you got your business, you just hustled. You know, that was the word that kind of jumped out at me. You hustled and you worked hard. So that would probably be some good advice for anybody who wants to start their own company, whether it's marketing or anything else. Our audience is business leaders, business owners, executives. What's the sweet spot for you? Who is it that you're specifically trying to target that you would love to do work with?
For me, it's or for us, it's really business owners, business owners and executives that are, again, you know, and we, of course, we work with VPs of marketing and CMOs and so forth. But a lot of our companies are kind of the medium-sized companies that are trying to kind of get to that next level. So, you know, those are the kind of individuals. So owners of companies, executives and so forth. And what I tell people is that, you know, target marketing opens doors. Ongoing marketing basically keeps them open. So if you're trying to grow, target marketing is really the way to go in order to, again, kind of penetrate new industries, new markets, and so forth. And then once you're established there, you can maintain the ongoing marketing, and then there's a different strategy for that.
And your company, you're located right here in the same building as Business Radio X, Digital Ignition here in Alpharetta. Right. Talk about how Digital Ignition has helped your business.
It's just been wonderful. I think it's so important to surround yourself with the right kind of people. And this is a very, very supportive environment. You're just surrounded by people that just want you to grow and succeed. I also think it's in alignment with the new working model where, you know, you can have an office, but you can have flexible space too. So as we grow as a company, we can have more and more space for our team members and people can work virtually. People can work on site. Clients can come visit us. We can have meetings here. It just allows us to kind of leverage the flexible work environment. We do have a U.S. team here in Alpharetta, but we also have a team in India. And so what's really great is that our team in India that does all the digital work and all our development work, we have such great connectivity here at Digital Ignition that it allows us to, you know, do video conferencing and we can really smoothly participate with them.
Good stuff. And there's a pretty good break room here too as well.
Yes, it's really, and it's just a really fun environment too. So
most important question of the entire afternoon here is how can people reach out to you to find out more about your company and maybe look into your services?
Yeah. So please visit us at eywisecommunications.com or you can give us a call at 404-644-2779.
Great. Joanne Sanders with EYS Communications. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
And before we wrap things up, John, before you wrap things up, I want to give another shout out to Digital Ignition and let you know that they are the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. And you just heard a great example with Joanne. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working space, dedicated desks, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, that fantastic break room that I brought up with an outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com.
There's a great camaraderie here because they had a chili cook-off last week.
I know.
Yeah, it was. I missed it too. So
I heard I missed it because I was at the other studio, but I heard it was great.
I know it. I know it.
Were you here for the chili cook-off?
You know, actually, I wasn't. I wasn't. I missed it, actually.
None of us were here for that.
Yeah. I know it.
Well, I know it was good because I asked Allison, who kind of, she kind of runs this place.
She makes it happen.
Don't tell Steve that. But yeah. I asked her if there was any left over, she could save it because we came here that evening.
That's right.
For a networking event. There was nothing left over.
Nope.
It was all gone.
Nope. We snooze, you lose, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So sorry we missed the chili kickoff, but that's one of the great things they do here at Digital Ignition.
Absolutely. You know, I want to thank our guest today, Joanne Sanders with EY's Communications and Paul Camisa with Innovergent. Mike, I need to remind everybody to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, on Instagram, and all the other social media
all of that
channels.
Stuff. Subscribe
to iTunes.
You could download any of these shows there.
Please subscribe to us and, you know, get on there and give us a 5-star review, right?
Unless you're just having a bad day, then we'll, yeah, no, make it 5 stars.
Make it 5 stars. Yeah. Don't even think about it. Don't just go ahead and do it. But
really feel it.
That's right.
If you don't think we're 5 stars, then don't give us 5 stars.
Yeah, well.
But we're 5-star worthy.
That's right. That's right. So, keep up with us. So we really appreciate your listening to us. We've got great numbers here on Business Radio X, and we really appreciate our audience that comes with us every week, either on iTunes or online or wherever they are with us. So, but for my host, co-host, and producer.
Slash producer.
Yeah.
Get better, Trey.
Yeah, get better, Trey. For Mike, I'm John. Thanks for being with us.